God in me.
Blog Talk Radio.
God in me. I've been waiting all day long. I got my shouting shoes on. I've been waiting all day long. I got my shouting shoes on. I've been waiting all day long. I got my shouting shoes on. I've been waiting all day long. I got my shouting shoes on. I've been waiting all day long. I got my shouting shoes on. I feel a revival breaking out in me.
Praise the Lord and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172 or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one.
Bless you. Good evening to you. I'm your host, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, along with my wife, Evangelist Charlene Stocks. We're here to let you know that God is good. And I'm going to talk about tonight on this broadcast the care and the concern of God. He's been with us all this time. Never, ever left us. Brought us through the thick and the thin. Through the valley, across the hill. We're still standing. Please stay tuned. We're going to talk about the care of our God and his concern. In Jesus' name.
Lord, and God bless you. It is again that we come here to lift up that wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're here in Belvoir on this evening. We're not in Greenville. We thank God we're in Belvoir at the house, at the parsonage. Amen. My friend drove all the way from Greensboro today and didn't work on my motorcycle for me. I appreciate that. And so I stayed here. My wife went back, took me back to Greenville. Then I drove back out here. Then she came back out. So here we are to lift up the name of Jesus. Talk about the care of God. The care of God. God cares about you. He's concerned about you. God cares and he's concerned. There's no one that cares like our Lord. Honey, what are you saying, buddy?
Nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody loves you and takes care of you and cares for you.
Like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
He really cares. And our God cares. Jesus is the Son of God and he cares and our God cares because he sent Jesus here to earth so you and I can have victory.
Amen.
Gave us the victory. I mean, I tell you. Our telephone number is 252 this evening. 214-252. What's the number? Oh, you baby. 916-0104. I believe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is that
right.
What it is?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. 252. We're here at the studio in, not in Greenville. We're in the studio in Bellevue.
Right.
And but the number again is 252-916-0104. If you'd like to call us while we're on the air. But God is good. We're talking about the goodness of God and the care of God. I tell you, he's a good God. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, what is this we are?
My children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment.
Now that's from your natural father. You were telling me today some things that your father said. You said, well, he's that joker, you know. Yeah. All, you know.
That's true.
He taught you.
That's right, he did.
And this is what the Bible says. So if your natural father cares,
right,
we know our spiritual father cares.
That's right.
Look at the next verse. The next verse says,
for I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instruction.
The thing that the Lord teaches us is profitable and it's beneficial for you and I. We need it. We may think we don't need it, but we really need it.
Amen.
We need God's instruction. We need God's strength. We need God's deliverance. We need everything that God has to give.
Right.
Because we can't make it without him.
Amen.
He cares about it. He would never tell us to do something, and it wouldn't be beneficial for us.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's the good thing about God. If he tells you something, it's always beneficial, and it's for you. God always does that.
That's right.
Amen. He always does that. He always gives you something that's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing we got to really realize, you see, that God cares about.
Amen.
Excuse me. I'm still suffering this cold, but God cares about me. I know I got a cold, but God still cares about me. He cares about you. He's concerned. You know, you told me today about someone was interested in selling their house. And we got a friend over there in New York, and I called him, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden he said, well, I think I can help with that. But that's God. God gives you connection with people
mm-hmm.
that can do things you can't do.
That's right.
Amen. As y'all can say, we hear Belleville. Everything has changed around over here. It's not like Greenville. So kind of look around. We got different settings. That's another camera that we're looking at. And Belleville, we got a bookcase right. again. We thank God.
Yeah.
Brother Eugene did a good job. He didn't.
Yes, he did.
And Sister Tiffany, don't forget that.
That's right.
Amen. They, in that other room, they really did a fantastic job, I tell you. But we want to talk about the goodness and the care of God. The goodness and the care of God. Look what it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 3. What does it say?
For I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child.
Isn't that great when God loves us like that? You know, Pastor James there in Florence, South Carolina, told me, I think about 20 years ago, your grandfather moved down there.
Okay.
And he was a member of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor James told me, he said, God treats him like an only child.
Mm.
I had never heard that before.
Okay.
And I was thinking about it, how does God treat me like an only child? In other words, God is so good to us.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he good to you?
Yes, he is.
I mean, you think about the wonderful things that the Lord does. Now, you and I only been married, what, 2 months now?
That's right.
Going into the third month, right?
Right.
And that's just a blessing.
Yes, it is.
I was alone for 11 years. 11 years. 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And God put you in my life, so that's a blessing.
Amen.
Now, that's God's concern. That's God's care. He really, really cares. Look what it says in the next verse. What is it?
My father taught me, take my words to heart. Follow my command and you will live.
God says if we take his word to heart,
mm-hmm.
follow his commands, we'll live.
Yes.
Today, did you ever meet George before?
No, I don't.
You never met him, right?
No.
That's a friend of mine I've been knowing for what, 40 years?
Wow.
At least 40 years.
Okay.
You know, he relocated out of New York to Greensboro, North Carolina, I think he said 17 years ago.
Mm.
And we hadn't contacted each other. But through the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
and God Almighty, we still got continuity, a connection.
Amen.
I was able to call him. He drove from Greensboro, North Carolina today, all the way over here to do something for us.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That came from God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the care that God had. And what he did for us, it would have cost me twice as much to go to someone else and get it did.
Mm-hmm.
He took out his business schedule, drove over here,
mm-hmm.
and did the work for us.
Amen.
Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, it is.
And we went out this evening, this afternoon at 8 at, what's the name of that place?
Ruby Tuesday.
I didn't know they could eat so much, though, but it was all right. It was the
Amen.
Same price.
Amen.
But we enjoyed it.
Yes.
And we enjoyed the fellowship.
That's right.
Amen. And so this is what God does. He puts you in contact with people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does that. And that's what I want the audience to know tonight, that God really cares. And if you, it's like Brother Jason. Brother Jason, if you're listening, no matter what happened, God still cares.
That's right.
God is concerned.
Yes,
things
is.
May not went the way you wanted to go. And I know they didn't. But that doesn't change the fact that God cares.
Yes, he does.
It doesn't change the fact that God is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't change the fact that God, see, sometimes a good father will not let you have what you want right then.
Mm-hmm.
because they know it's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to this brother that was in jail. He said God turned him loose, and he got out of jail. And he came out of jail and got right back in some more trouble and got triple the time that he had before.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we want God to do it right now. But God doesn't do it right now. But he's going to do it. Don't mean he ain't going to do it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking with my mother-in-law today, your mother, up in New York. She told me she was out looking for some, went into the store, bought some smothered pork chops.
What?
She said it wasn't. She can't get them in New York like she can down here. She said, but she's going to make do until she get down here. I said, wow.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm just saying, that's God for you. She may not be here now,
uh-huh.
but she found a place in New York
uh-huh.
that she could get some smothered pork chop.
Because
uh-huh. she didn't feel like cooking.
Well,
but isn't that God?
Nice. Yes.
God is good.
Nice.
And I told her, we had pork chops yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a bookshop over there at Abrams
uh-huh.
on yesterday.
Right. Must be nice.
I'm going to sip with this. Ain't no alcohol in it.
Maybe I can see.
Ain't no alcohol in it. Just pure, what is that? Lemonade? No, it's Lipton tea.
Mango
iced tea. It is good, too. But anyway, we want y'all to know tonight that God is a good God.
Mm-hmm.
Even on a bad day. Every time you turn around, God keeps right on blessing you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a little song here. I'm going to get right back. I'm going to play this song right here, right now. And I think it's my wife, but she don't like for me to play it, but I'm going to play it. Let's go. Hey.
Abraham had a son. I was the only one that stood a mountain high. The Lord.
Look, God can work it out. I don't care what you're going through right now. God cares about you. And he can work it out. He can turn that situation around. Honey, you singing that song, but is that song true or not?
It's true.
You just work it out?
Yeah.
Has he ever worked it out for you?
Yeah, on more than one occasion.
Are you a living witness to
me? I am a living, walking testimony.
That Jesus can work it out.
That Jesus can work it out.
I want to mention Sister Joanne Grant out there this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Good evening to you, Sister Grant. God bless you. I want to mention Tracy Williams this evening. God bless
Amen.
You, too.
Amen. God bless
Amen. You got anybody you want to call out there?
Steve, my mother, she's right there in New York.
Okay.
Oh, my sister Tanya, Steve.
Oh, okay. They'd be watching it.
They'd be watching.
And then they call their names out.
Yeah, call them out. Chanel Love is watching on Facebook right now.
Yeah, so call her out and let her know we appreciate it. Amen.
Appreciate them. Zakiya Brown always hitting us up on Facebook and encouraging us.
Sister Valerie, amen. Yes, we thank God for all of you out there.
Michelle White, we're praying for her. She broke her leg in two places.
What?
Yeah.
Michelle White.
Her mother's Valerie Ferguson. They always watch us on Facebook. We're praying for her.
My God. Yes. You know, I know Michelle White personally.
We're praying for them.
No, we're definitely praying for them. And anyone else, you got a prayer request, you can call us right now at 252-916-0104. We're standing by the phone right now.
Amen.
But the topic today is that God cares about you. God cares. God's care and his concern. I'm going to put it back on the screen right there. Thank God for his care and his great work.
Mm-hmm.
God cares about each and every one of you. Amen. Now, don't ever forget it. Keith, Messiah, I want to call your name out. How you doing, man? We appreciate your financial support to this ministry.
Amen.
We're so grateful to God for everything that you do. Bishop Hudson, we just talked to him on the phone. We just called
him.
Yeah, Miss Marla Hudson. We thank God for him. And Sister Tanya Steve, Sister Connie Steve. Amen. I guess you call their name out, you know, let them know we appreciate them. And we appreciate all of you, all the listeners, all the supporters. We thank God for the support. And because of people like you, we are still here lifting up the name of Jesus. And today we're talking about the great love, the great concern that God has for each one of us.
Amen.
We're going to go down the list a little bit here now. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 4. What it says?
My father taught me, take my words to heart, follow my commands, and you will live.
We found that out by reading the word and applying it to our lives.
Yes.
Now, you think about it. Who would have drove? What did he say? It's 100. You looked on the map. What is it, 100 some miles?
Yeah.
From Charlotte?
Yeah.
He drove all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, over here today to this house to do some work for us.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a blessing. So it had to be God. God is the one that did it. Look what it says in the next verse, verse 5. What is it?
It says, get wisdom.
Now, this is the New Living Testament translation.
Develop good judgment. Don't forget my word or turn away from them.
Now, that's important. This is how you know God works for you. When you follow his precepts and you begin to see that he answers and does what he says he will. It's not something that you got to hope for. You can just do it, and God will perform his word. His word will never return void.
Mm-mm.
It will always accomplish what he sets it out to do. There'll never be a time in Jesus Christ that you got to go to hope that he do it.
Mm-hmm.
Speculate that he gonna do it. Cross your fingers. No. All you have to do is obey him and watch him. Watch him move for you. Look what it says over there in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6 from the New Living Testament. What is it?
Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you.
Wisdom will do that.
Amen.
Do you see, it's like Deacon Ellis over here in Greenville. Now, he's not a member of our church. But every time I call him, he's always there to our rescue.
Amen.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not important?
That is very important.
But that's the care of God.
Amen.
God connects you with people. See, like, when was it? Wednesday? Steve Johnson. Thank God for him.
Thank God for Steve Johnson.
I mean, he got us on the media on GPAC 25.
Mm-hmm.
And got us on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
What's the radio station?
1570 AM.
1570 AM on Sunday morning at what time? 8 AM.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's through the grace of God, someone that we met down here.
That's right? That's right.
I didn't know it. But God makes you to people that can bless you.
Right.
Now, this one man, he came by wisdom, not for any money.
Mm-mm.
Right? He said, I just want to see how things are going. And we're on the radio every Sunday morning. From 8 a.m., I believe, to 8:30, 8:15, every Sunday morning. Every
right.
Sunday morning.
Amen.
And we're on channel 23 through him.
Right.
Every Sunday morning on the television at 10:30 a.m.
Right.
Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you. And then you met the lady over there at, what is it? Southern Link. What's her name?
Tracy Bass.
Thank God for Sister Tracy Bass. God just takes you to people and introduce you to them.
That's right.
And that they are a blessing in your. See, that's what the Bible says. Don't turn your back on what? Wisdom. For she, wisdom is a she. She will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. We've seen that happen right here at the Jesus Savior Ministry.
That's right.
Look what it says in Psalms 37:3. What it says?
Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper.
Did you? You know, I'm a firm believer in success.
Yes.
You hear me talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
God is a person or a being that supplies our need. We can't do it ourselves. We're not smart enough. We're not intelligent enough.
Right.
I'm not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
But through the grace of God, through his almightiness, through his sovereignty, through his omnipotence, God puts us in a place. Is that, did you see a lot of people in Florida and they mark themselves safe?
Yes.
Alabama, different southern states, marking themselves safe. But who did it? It was God.
Yes.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
He did that.
To trust in the Lord and do good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will live safely in the land. And not only safely, and you will prosper.
And prosper. And prosper.
I don't understand these ministries that don't believe in prospering. I mean, prosperity is not everything. One lady said to me on the radio, what good is having all that money and you're going to hell? I agree with her.
I
don't want to go to hell for nobody. But,
nobody.
You know, Kathy said, I don't go to hell for nobody. But I know one thing, I want my bills paid.
I would like to pay.
I want to have a nice place to live.
I'd like that.
I like to have a decent car drive.
I'd like that.
And some decent clothes to wear.
I'd like that.
And all that comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the one that you trust in him and you do good.
That's what he said.
Then he said, then you will live safely in the land.
That's what he said.
If you do good, you will live safely in the land. And he said, and prosper.
And prosper.
Now, why do some people have such a, down spirit when it comes down to prosperity?
I don't know.
They're holy, they're righteous. But when you say something about prosperity,
money ain't everything.
Money ain't everything. But I tell you what,
it's something.
I got a light bill today. For 904.
Old
Village Road. Guess how much the light bill was?
Oh.
$285. Now guess what? Money ain't everything. But I can't go down there talking about she cut my hot tattoo.
No, I go to Greenville Utility. They don't take that.
You got to take some money down there.
Yeah, they like the money.
So you that say money ain't everything, you need money to pay your rent, your mortgage. You need money to put gas in your car. You need money to pay your rent, to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
You need money for your garments you put on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And you need money for the shoes you put on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So stop saying money ain't everything. Just saying, Lord, I need some money to pay my bills. Because
exactly.
The Bible says it right there. It says, trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Could you look up the word prosper? What does that mean?
I can look that up real quick.
Tell me what the word prosper means. Let me know what the word prosper.
Let me check with my secretary.
Maybe I don't know what prosper means.
My secretary works late.
Amen. You got it right there. I know my wife's going to find it in just a second. She's a coming around the mountain. But she's a coming. I just want to look at that word prosper. P-R-O-S-P-E-R. What does that mean?
Succeed in material terms.
Wait.
Oh,
don't take money to do that?
Because it says succeed in material. It says succeed in material terms, be financially successful.
That's what prosper means.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible said that. I didn't say that, though.
You didn't say that.
Did I say that?
No.
I'm reading this right in the Bible.
You are.
This is Psalms 37, verse 3. The New Living Testament translation of the Bible.
Okay.
It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Talking about you.
Uh-huh.
Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Now, what is the word prosper again?
Prosper means to succeed in material terms. Be financially successful.
Don't that make sense to me?
Well,
it may not make sense to anybody else, but I thank God for that.
You know, we learn in English, right? These if-then statements.
Right.
You know, there's the if,
yes.
And when you complete the if,
yes.
The then
yes.
Takes place.
Right.
So you trust in the Lord and do good, and you receive the then to live safely in the land and prosper.
That's what it says.
That's what happened.
I mean, I didn't put this in the Bible.
Mm-mm.
And some of y'all might say, well, I don't believe it. What are you saying? Well, read your Bible. That's all I got to say. You know, I don't come with nothing new. I come with this plain old word of God. Look what it says in the very next verse, verse number 4. What it says?
Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire.
What is the word delight? Maybe that's a word I don't understand.
Okay, let me check.
You know, maybe sometimes these words are too difficult. For me, maybe I'm not smart enough to understand delight.
Okay, let me
look at my... If I take my delight in the Lord, me, Lonnie, or if you, Charlene, or Kenny, or anyone, or James, or Catherine, it says if you take your delight in the Lord, he will give you your heart's desires.
Okay. So
what is the word delight?
Delight means to please someone greatly, to take great pleasure in.
When you take great pleasure in God and then you please him, the Bible said he'll give you your heart's desire. Did you read it? Don't look at me. Did you read it in the Word?
Let me see.
I know you're my wife, but look at the Bible. There it is right there.
I'm trying to make sure you didn't say it.
No, who said it? There it is.
It's in the Word, right there.
What did it say?
Verse 4. Take delight in the Lord. And delight means to please someone greatly, take great pleasure in. So if I delight, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, now maybe you don't believe that, but that's what God said.
That's the word.
I didn't say that.
The word of God said that.
That word was written before I was even born.
Now, look at this.
Look, I put this definition on it. The word care, C-A-R-E. Now, I put that on there. What does that mean?
Feel concerned or interest.
That means God is concerned and he is interested in you. No matter how bad you are, no matter what you have done in life, you can be take heart today to know that God is concerned and he has interest in you.
Amen.
That's number one, the word care. Number two, what does the word care mean?
Look at, give medial or emotional help.
When God said, I care for you, I'm going to look after you, I'm going to give you medial or emotional help.
Mm.
You know, the Bible said God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him.
Mm.
See, I don't believe that you can lose your mind as long as you got God in your heart. I don't believe that. I don't believe you can fail with God. I just don't believe it. Now, number three, I put a note up there. Forget, what is that?
Be in charge of, mm-hmm. act on, or dispose of.
Now, when God says he cares, that means he is in charge of your life. He's going to act for you, and he's going to dispose of you. That's what he said. I didn't say that. God said that. All right? Let's see what it says here in Habakkuk chapter 2. What it says?
Verse this 3. Vision is...
Now tell us where it's come from, sweetheart.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3.
And what translation, sweetheart?
The New Living Testament.
I want them to know so they'll know where we're coming from. Now what it says?
This vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed.
So that means you can depend on whatever God says.
That's what it means.
We can solely, wholly, genuinely, honestly depend on what God says.
That's it.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
How did we get here? How did you get where you are? Trusting God.
Trusting God.
You didn't get here trusting yourself.
Oh, no, not me.
You have a master's degree. You didn't get here trusting that. You prayed to get that.
For sure. I needed God to get that, and it still didn't get me here.
It didn't get there.
No,
that degree. I remember when I received my master's degree, man, I realized, I said, man, I'm somebody now. But you know what? All I had was a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Sheepskin.
It's still a piece of paper. And it's still in here.
But you know what? It didn't bring the way I'm at now.
No.
I thank God for it.
I do.
I thank God for being able to comprehend, mm-hmm. Relate, and retain, mm-hmm. And understand. Mm-hmm. I thank God for that.
Yeah.
You know, I thank God for some of the things He's taught me, places He's taken me.
Yeah.
But I'm really thanking God that He is the one that cares for me.
That's what I'm thankful for.
I'm in His hand.
Yeah.
God cares.
I like that.
For me. I'm so overwhelmed with that. I am. Look what it says here. It says in Job chapter 14, what it says?
In verse 14, if a man dies.
What version is it?
King James.
All right, say it to him, baby.
Job 14 and 14 from the King James Version.
That's the Bible everybody reads. What it says?
That's the Bible everybody reads.
Uh-huh.
If a man dies, shall he live again?
Question mark.
Question mark.
And then Job what?
All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes.
Did you notice that is some faith right there?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody said, no, faith didn't come to the New Testament. That was faith right there.
Oh, yeah.
Job said his change was going to come.
Yeah.
Let's go back at the 14th chapter of Job.
Yes.
And he was in agony and pain.
Yep.
But he didn't look at the agony and then describe that as the outcome.
Mm-mm.
Or the conclusion.
Mm-mm.
He said, this is the beginning.
Yeah.
But not the ending.
Mm-mm.
He said, I might be suffering now, but I won't be suffering forever.
Amen.
And this is what I want our listeners to understand. That you may be experiencing some great setbacks now. You may be experiencing some pains now, disappointments now,
yeah.
But it's going to change
because
God cares.
Right.
Job, see, you got to have faith to believe that.
Right.
Look what it says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 5. What does it say?
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 5, in the New Living Testament, says, do not be afraid. For I am with you. I will gather you and your children from east and west.
So the Lord never wants you and I to be afraid.
No.
Even though some horrible things may happen.
Even though.
Some frightening things. Some horrific things. But God says what? Do not be afraid.
That's what He said.
It's written right there. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 5. Somebody listening to me tonight, God is blessing you, but the devil's trying to put fear on you. And God told me to tell you, don't be afraid.
Amen.
Don't, I'm reading it right from the Bible. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will gather you and your children from east and west. In other words, wherever you are,
right.
God says, I'm going to bring you back.
Right.
Are you getting that?
I'm getting
it. Wake up and talk to me now.
I'm
talking to my wife, Mr. Stevens. I can talk to you like that, right?
Just like that.
Amen. But the thing is, we got to believe God.
Definitely.
He loves you, man.
Amen.
Lady, He loves you.
He loves you.
I don't care how many people don't care. I don't know how many people that disappointed you. I don't care how many people did you wrong. God loves you.
God definitely loves you.
Amen. Would you talk about that for a minute?
It doesn't matter what anybody says or what you've been going through. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 5, from the New Living Testament, do not be afraid, for I am with you. And when God says He's with you, you really have someone with you. He says, I will gather you and your children. So don't even be afraid for your children.
No.
Because God is concerned not only, He cares not only for you, but He cares for your children as well.
Now, you heard my son, our son, preach Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out there on drugs for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what did God do?
He gathered him from the
and brought him in.
And brought him in.
The same one that they thought was never going to be any good.
Mm-hmm.
But look what God did.
God gathered him.
See, that's a promise.
That's right.
See, these scriptures, ladies and gentlemen, don't just read them, but take them at heart. That's what the Proverbs say. Take these scriptures to heart. Look what it says in Isaiah 43 and verse 6. What is that?
Isaiah 43 and 6 from the New Living Testament as well. I will say to the north and south, bring my sons and daughters back to Israel from the distant corners of the earth.
God said, I don't care where you're at, I'll come get you and bring you back.
God said it.
Isn't that kiss?
That is kiss.
Isn't that concern?
Definitely concern.
Isn't that him working in your behalf?
Him working for us.
Yes.
That's it.
And that's the thing tonight. You can call us at 252-916-6104. Is that right?
Mm-mm.
No. Tell it me.
252-916-0104.
That's right. My wife got it there. Thank God for a wife. The Bible says two is better than one.
Yeah.
So I thank God for you. But you can call us right now if you'd like to call us. I'm going to play another song right this very minute. And I love this song. You know, it's one of our own people singing. So I give God the praise for it. Let's go. This is one of our own people. My son wrote that.
Yep.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what you need, Jesus Christ saves. He will change that situation for you this evening. Why are we on the air? I mean, God can do it.
Yes,
we see God do it all the time.
Amen.
Amen. We see God doing miracles. Miracles, and he's still doing it. It's not that he did it yesterday. Yes, he did do it yesterday, but he's doing it now.
Yes.
Amen. Again, we want to call out Sister Drusilla Crew. Amen. I thank God for you, Sister Drusilla.
Amen.
We had a conversation with you the other night. Thank God you're doing good. Talking about your life, and we're grateful that God is blessing you. And we're certainly praying for you. Amen. Brother Jason, don't forget we're really praying for you, man. And I'm looking for that real turnaround, that breakthrough you're going to get. And a brother just texted me this evening, honey. What was his name? I got his name here, but I don't see what his name is. Amen. He texted us this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's his name right there. What's his name?
Sunil Kumar.
Sunil Kumar.
Pastor Sunil Kumar.
We want to let you know we're praying for you and believing God for supernatural breakthrough in your life. Pastor Mallory, we're praying for you down there in Florida, and we're believing God for the supernatural in your life. God can do anything but fail. There's nothing too hard for God. And I want you to know that God is still alive and he's doing well.
Amen. And, you know, I have on here tonight Apostle Manuel Bellamy.
Apostle, my friend.
Yeah, he's watching too. You're having a great program tonight, Apostle.
Yeah, I love my friend.
Continue to do the great work that you are doing. I said, bring back tonight's program, bring back memories.
Tell him we got to get him down here in North Carolina. He goes every place else.
Amen. He's watching the program tonight.
Yeah.
And you know what? We want to keep in prayer the young lady we met in Ruby Tuesday.
Yes, yes.
We definitely want to
pray. Her husband.
Yeah.
And said he had got hit in the head
He got attacked and he suffered so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she's holding on. And they have their own struggles. So we want to definitely keep her husband's name. He's ready. We want to keep her in prayer.
Amen. We're going to believe God for the supernatural.
Yes. He is a supernatural miracle.
Saints, we want y'all to know that God can do anything but fail.
God can do anything but
fail. Amen. I'm sitting here now in a place that we didn't buy. I didn't buy. It's 5 acres of land, and it's one pastor said, it looks like I'm in a plantation, but it's not a plantation. It's just a house. Just a house, and I give God the praise for it. But I'm so tick of what they did here upstairs. This place where we are right now broadcasting was a hub we came here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was nothing up here.
Nothing.
And I want to call Brother Dino Phillips out. He came from New York, came all the way to North Carolina, stayed down here, I think, 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and finished this place. And it's gorgeous, I'm telling you. We're great. We're in here right now,
mm-hmm.
and we give God all the praise for it. I tell you, I can't show you all of it. There goes some of it right behind us, right there, like a million cameras a little bit. But this is it. And I'm telling you, if you would have seen this place when we came here,
mm-hmm.
it was like I heard that Johnny Washington, when he moved into Jamaica Tabernacle, they said one of the brothers told me that he was there with him. And so Johnny Washington said, well, we're going to put the choir over here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the brothers said, all he could see was doo-doo all over the floor. He said he ain't seen none of that stuff that Johnny Washington seen. But right here, when I came here, I told you, I said, we're going to make a studio upstairs. Remember that?
Yep, I remember.
And that was back in January.
Yep.
And here we are now. I think this studio has been finished here, which is what, May?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So in 5 months, we got the studio upstairs.
Yep.
Not only that, now we're going to finish the other room next door.
Yep. Working on your study over there.
I'm telling you, God is just, I mean, he cares for you.
Yes.
If you don't believe it, just try. That's all you mm-hmm. got to do. Try it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Take it. You know, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Amen. You got to taste it for yourself.
Amen.
Don't take my word. Taste it for yourself. The Bible tells us, and we're talking about tonight, thank God for his care and his great work. See, my work never succeeds. I mean, I mean well. I try to do good. But God knows what to do.
He does.
God knows how to do it.
He does.
God knows when to do it. God knows how much we can take. The Bible says in Psalm 68:7, what is it?
Psalm 68:7.
From the NIV.
From the NIV.
Uh-huh.
When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness.
You know, I was reading today because I'm going to talk about tomorrow be 40 years that I've been saved.
Okay.
And so I was looking at some things about 40 years.
Okay.
And the Israelites was in the wilderness for 40 years.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, and God had to finally come to them and say, turn and go north.
Mm.
Why do you keep going around these circles here? Now, they didn't have no GPS. They didn't have no compass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes people talk about them like they was illiterate, but they weren't. I mean, they didn't have the latest technology that we have today.
Mm.
We have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We have YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Well, name some of the medias we have.
We have Google.
Google.
Yes. Siri. Don't forget Siri.
Siri, yes.
We have Twitter.
Twitter.
Instagram.
Yes.
Snapchat.
Yes.
We have all that.
Cell phone.
Yeah, cell phone.
Walkie-talkie. You can text.
You can text.
Oh,
they got some phones that they're using in Florida right now because they don't have cell service.
Right.
Some satellite phones.
Let me tell you something. They had none of those things. So let's don't say they were so bad.
Amen.
But you got to give them credit. They never gave up.
Amen.
You and I, you've been with me. We only been married a month. 2 months, right?
Right.
Going into the third month. But you've been with this ministry 28 years.
Yes.
You've seen me go up and go down. Yes. But you never seen me waver when it comes down to God.
No, not
no matter what happens. No matter what happens. I never waver when it comes down to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know God cares about me.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. In verse number 8, it says what?
From the NIV version, the earth shook.
That's Psalm 68:8.
The heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel.
And I can say the God of Lonnie Stocks. No matter what happened, baby, he was always there for me.
Yes.
He always made a way.
Always.
Pastor Bellamy, he listened tonight, and he was. But he remembered, back in New York, I was still Lonnie. I haven't changed.
Amen.
God has done great things for us.
Yes, he has.
We came down here and bought this place.
Thank you,
over there in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have about, what, 6 or 7 houses right now. One of the houses bought over that tenants and about one, I think, or two.
Mm-hmm.
And God is still doing things.
Still
and so what we're doing, we're helping people that don't have maybe that the total necessity, but we're bridging the gap for them.
Right.
God is orchestrating it.
Right.
And God is leading the way. And God is taking care of all the bills.
That's right.
And that's why we talk about the care of God. Let's look at something else. Look at verse number 9. What does it say?
Psalm 68:9 from the NIV version.
What does it say?
You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inhabitants.
Woo! When I was weary.
Yes, Lord.
When I didn't know what to do.
My Lord.
Remember back in 2015, right there in New York.
Mm-hmm.
At 509 Jesus Saved Ministry,
mm-hmm.
the headquarters church.
Mm-hmm.
It had a leak. Remember that?
Yep.
In January.
Okay.
Went in the bank account. We didn't have no money. The money was very low.
Mm-hmm.
And what did God do? God sent a man in my office on a Saturday morning and gave me a $20,000 check.
He did it.
And I went to deposit it. And the bank didn't want to take it. I never put that much money in there at one time. And they didn't take it. So I had to go to another branch. And they took it. And the next week, he came back and gave me another $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, he came back. Excuse me. I'm just cold. The next week, he came back and gave me another $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
He wound up giving us $80,000. Remember that?
I remember.
Who did that? Well, read the scripture. What did the scripture say?
You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. God did it. That's who did it.
And this is what God will do for you. I'm listening. Please listen to me this evening. Things may not be good right now, but if you trust Him and depend on Him, the same way He blessed me, blessed my wife, He's going to bless you.
Amen.
He cares about you.
He cares.
Oh, my God. Look. Verse 10. What is it?
Verse 10. Psalm 68:10, NIV. Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor.
Say what again?
Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor.
From God's bounty.
From God's bounty.
God got money that you don't know.
You have no idea.
You hear me?
No idea.
I mean, I didn't look.
You have no idea.
In February of 2015, I had no idea that this man was going to bring me $80,000. I didn't say $800.
Okay.
I didn't say $80.
You didn't.
I didn't say $8,000.
Okay.
I said $80,000. immediately we put a brand new roof on the church.
Yes, we did.
Right?
That's right.
I think, what was it? In October that year, the storm came, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it ripped apart the church roof off again, right? The insurance company turned around and sent me another $75,000 to repair the church. Remember that?
Because the roof is torn off.
And then at the same time, we got ready to sell the church for $3 million. Now, who did that?
It was the Lord.
Because he cares. He said, your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. God did it. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. Look, our time is about up. But, you know, we're going to be standing by this evening for a few minutes. 252-689-0104 or 252-214-0799. That's my cell. But I love to hear from you. I love you. Honey, have words. You're going to get ready to go.
All I want them to do is remember that God cares, and he has done great work. And if you trust in him and do good, you will experience and see his great work. Understand that he cares for you.
God cares for you. He really does. He really does. The last verse of that, the next verse is over here, Matthew chapter 18, verse 8. What is that?
From the NIV, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
If you got faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to any mountain, any situation, it'll obey you. But you got to have faith.
You got to have faith.
Are y'all hearing me?
You got to have
faith. You got to have faith. You can speak to it. God gave each Christian the ability to call things that aren't as though it is. We are experiencing. And I know people will come and say all kinds of things. But you don't need nobody but Jesus Christ. Now, you need to have a faith. Be under your pastor. Pay your tithes and your offering. You got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We just told you about in Proverbs, you got to obey instructions.
That's right.
So you have to do that.
That's right.
But if you do that, you can expect God to do the very impossible in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I really got to go. The clock on the wall is telling me so. But I want you to know that I love you and God loves you. You have yourself a blessed evening. We'll see you again tomorrow in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Well, praise him and God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest today on the broadcast. Everything got to come to an end, so we're getting ready to leave. But don't forget, we're still here for you. You can call us anytime at 252-214-0799, and we'll pray for you 24 hours a day. You can make all donations out to TJSM 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We look to hear from you real soon. May God bless you real good. Remember, whatever you do, do it in Jesus' name.
90 seconds.
Because he loves you. All right? Have a great day. Thank you.